Tomorrow, lawyers from the American Civil Liberties Union and the Electronic Frontier Foundation will be in the Federal Court of Appeals in Virginia, arguing that government efforts to obtain internet users' private information without a warrant should be made public. The appeal is part of a battle over the records of several Twitter users that the government is seeking in its investigation of WikiLeaks. Hani Fakhouri, a staff attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, says in the course of that investigation, the government subpoenaed Twitter for its records on Icelandic parliament member Brigida Jonsdottir.
Specifically, the government asked Twitter to turn over basically whatever records they had about IP addresses, where she logged into Twitter, which could reveal her location, for example. They also wanted tweets. Whatever information that Twitter had related to that Twitter account, they wanted. And ultimately, after legal challenges, the court basically denied Jonsdottir's request to quash the subpoena, if you will, and basically order Twitter to disclose that information. In addition, the court left basically everything under seal, meaning that there was not public record as to other requests that had been made by the government to Twitter in connection with this case or the WikiLeaks investigation. And that's the issue that's up on appeal, is whether the court should have ordered that material sealed or unsealed.
What's at stake? Why is it important to know whose information has been subpoenaed?
It's important to know because we need to be aware of what the government is doing and how they're using information. There's a stunning lack of transparency and clarity about what the government is doing. And as a result, what happens is people are left in the dark as to how their information is disclosed to law enforcement. And people have a right to know, particularly in a day and age where tons and tons of data and information is being disclosed to third parties like Twitter, who have reams of data and information about who people interact with, how they interact, where they interact. And so as more of this information goes online, and as the government is making more efforts to get that information, there needs to be a much more open and transparent process by which people can know what's happening, what information is being requested, why it's being requested. And right now, we don't have that.
What's the status of the law on this?
The law is in a bit of a state of flux, and there's a number of reasons for that. The first reason is the specific statutory provisions that govern the disclosure of electronic records held by companies like Twitter, what we call third parties, was enacted in 1986. And the world is a very different place since then, particularly in the realm of technology and the types of data and material that's being disclosed online and the way people are more connected than ever before. And so that's one of the problem areas. And specifically, it's a problem area because the law did not envision the types of data that's being stored online. And as a result, it created a low threshold for law enforcement to access that type of information, presumably because they couldn't contemplate the type of information that would ultimately be available to law enforcement. So with respect to the statute, it's outdated and it needs to be reexamined. Turning to the constitutional issues, there's been a longstanding theory under the Fourth Amendment, which generally requires the government to obtain a search warrant in order to search or seize anything. But the Supreme Court, in interpreting the Fourth Amendment, has said that there is no right of privacy to information that's knowingly and voluntarily disclosed to third parties. And as a result, the government's used that concept to send subpoenas to companies like Twitter to gain information without having to go through the normal procedure of getting a search warrant, which is a more demanding standard for disclosure, and it has more judicial oversight than just a subpoena. And that theory has been called into question and is being reexamined in light, again, of the changes in technology that have occurred over the last 25 years. And most forcefully, it was Justice Sotomayor, in her concurring opinion in the Jones decision that concerned the use of GPS devices. But she noted in her concurring opinion that there was going to come a time when the court was going to have to weigh in on this third-party doctrine. And she actually explicitly said that the doctrine was ill-suited to the digital age we live in today, where so much information is disclosed online to third parties like Twitter or Facebook or whoever else it may be.
This, in some respects, is infringing on territory that used to be the purview of the U.S. Postal Service.
Absolutely. And, you know, you raise a really interesting analogy. In one court in 2010, the Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit used that exact analogy in finding that email is protected by the Fourth Amendment, even though it always travels through somebody else, right? So you send an email from your Gmail account to a Yahoo Mail account, and both Gmail and Yahoo have a copy of your email. But the Sixth Circuit said it's, again, like you mentioned, it's just like postal mail. You have a right to privacy in the contents of that message. Maybe the envelope, the address, the stamp, all of that can be examined and inspected. But if the police want to actually open the letter, they got to have a search warrant to do that. And to suggest that technology isn't entitled to those same types of very long-standing, very uncontroversial propositions is, I think, a foolish route for us to travel on. And unfortunately, courts have been very much stuck on this third-party doctrine idea. But again, the fact that Justice Sotomayor called it out is a good sign, because obviously to have the Supreme Court thinking about these issues is very important. And it's a signal to litigants and to other courts to really start to think about reexamining these kind of concepts that maybe don't work the way they were intended to work when you apply them to the technological age we live in today.
So are these privacy concerns going to be raised in the appeals court hearing tomorrow?
Not directly. They'll be there kind of lurking in the background, in the sense that in order to figure out what exactly the government is doing, and in order to show that this third-party idea needs to be reexamined, we need to figure out what they're doing. And the only way to figure out what they're doing is for courts to make publicly available what is going on, to let the public be informed, for the government to have to be transparent about what it's doing. And that's what the issue that's going to be argued in the Fourth Circuit is about tomorrow, about these ideas of transparency and openness. But I think certainly lurking in the background, in the sense that it's important for courts to think about how can we let people know what's going on and then reassess privacy in light of what's actually going on.
Hanif Akhoury is a staff attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation.